Blog Talk Radio. Lite hårdvars med.
That's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. And keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
Hello? Am I on? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. Oh, my God, y'all done heard. Y'all done heard it. Oh, my God.
I didn't hear no intro music or anything. I was working. I am live on the air. What the fuck is going on,
girl? I didn't even know, honey. I'm glad we stopped talking about what we were talking about in here, honey. You
could eat my E and the T in these, honey, and shit that we was talking on in here, honey.
Oh, my God. Pass me a cigarette. Yes. How y'all doing, honey?
Yes. The show last night was definitely legendary. Thanks to my sister, the legendary Nicole Icon, and my legendary sister, Miss Pussy, Miss Rahi. The show was definitely legendary last night. But the children are reading on Wolfie Wednesdays about, you know, our topic that we had last night. Yes, Miss Pussy did make it hot, but the children are sitting here, they're sitting on Wolfie Wednesday, and they is reading and all types of things and carrying on and things. I didn't say anything, honey. And the girls are reading, honey. I'm really gagging at the children, Miss Day. But we are definitely back here live on the air, honey. This is the motherfucking show, honey, with your house. The legendary Aurora East Coast mother, Kelly Mizrahi. How you bitches doing? Like my girlfriend, Miss Wendy Williams, was saying. My co-host, Nicole, legendary icon. My other co-host, from time to time, the legendary cream of nature of the chat room. How you girls doing? You know, Miss Wendy Williams is a girlfriend in my head, Miss Day. She is my sister in my head, Miss Thang, and I love Miss Wendy Williams. Me and her have motherfucking tea and crumpets together all the time, Miss Thang. And that's my girlfriend in my head, Miss Thang. And when I see her being her, I need to sit down and talk, honey. I need to try to get Miss Wendy Williams up here on the show. How you doing, girls?
Yes, honey. We are on and popping. I'm waiting for Miss Nicole to finish washing her hair and things, and, you know, she'll be up here to make it hot with y'all a little bit later on, honey. She was washing her hair when I spoke to her. I don't know, Cream, did you get your voice back, Cream? Are you coming up tonight, honey? Audrey's on vacation, and Audrey won't be with us for a while, so it's just going to be me and Nicole and our special co-host. How you doing, bitch? We are recruiting. We are looking for new co-hosts to recruit and be a part of the team of Tens and Chops, the radio show. And if you think you got what it take and you can be a part of the show with us, honey, definitely hit us up at www.myspace.com/Tens or Chops, or definitely follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Tens or Chops. Then you get... Hear me? Can y'all hear me? I've been saying in the chat room, I don't know what. Excuse me. I don't know what you're talking about cakes and having and things, baby. That's my child. I don't do things like that. That is so nasty. You got me confused with those other queens. I don't have my gay children, okay? bitch. Hold on 1 minute. Because my throat is dry. Miss Aubrey, honey. Oh, my God. Ooh, Miss Sangre, my throat was dry. I was gagging, honey. Ooh, Miss Sangre, I thought I was going to be down and out for the count, Miss Sangre. But I bet. Yes, I'm not those other old queens, this honey, that go around and making children, they gay children, Miss Sangre, just because they want to fuck them and have them, Miss Sangre. So don't do it, Miss Sangre. I'm not in that category, okay? How you doing? Ooh, I don't know what is going on. Switch, well, give me some music for a minute, please. Switch for it, thank you. I'm back. Girl, I was gagging for a minute. But we're looking, we have myself as the female figure, and we have Nicole as the female figure, and we also have Cream that comes on from time to time, and she's also a female figure. So we're looking for a Butch Queen point of view to definitely be a part of the cast with us, honey. We definitely looking for a Butch Queen. We need a Butch Queen to definitely be the co-host with us. We need a Butch Queen. We need a male point of view and somebody that is strong-minded and, you know, and somebody that's not messy or that get into a whole bunch of mess and carry it on to things. Okay? Hello? I heard a beep or something, honey. It's Nicole on the line. Please. Where is she at? Where is she at? Is she there, Miss Ebony? Please, honey. I don't know, honey. Oh, chill. My voice was really creamed. Oh, whoa, what a lore. Cream doesn't talk in a deep voice. Cream voice is very con. Why would you say that? It's definitely Messy Tuesday, honey. We're definitely going to give you a bunch of mess and a bunch of gossip. You know, it wasn't really that many balls that happened this weekend, so we didn't recap the balls this weekend because it wasn't no balls to recap, honey. We just basically made up our own topic, honey. So, we are here. We are on point. We're going to read. It's 41 girls in the chat room. I don't know how many phone girls is on the phone line. It haven't been any tea or anything surfacing around. The girls have really been really being peachy and cream for 2010. The girls have been being very nice. I am gagging, honey. The girls haven't been into anything. Hi, Miss Alana. I see you in the chat room. Hi, ballroom. Oh, we have two ballrooms. Ballroom beat maker, ballroom overseer, Barbara Waters, Kurt, Cream of Nature, Cunty, Face, One Allure, Sexy Sapphire, all my guests that's in the chat room. Who else? Who else is in here? Let me get down to some more names, honey, because we have a lot of guests in here, honey. Miss Carrie Hilson, Miss Lottie Pop, Mother 007, Miss Who, One Allure, Only, honey, P. Milan, Sexy, She, Toy, and all the guests. I want to give y'all a big shout-out. And thank y'all for definitely being here and being a part of the show, whether it's hot, whether it's a mess, whether shit, it's just boring and it's just me here on the phone line, honey, talking about my motherfucking self, honey, or whatever the fuck it is, bitch, or whatever the fuck it do, honey. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, I did hear about that. Let me tell you. Girl, y'all young children, y'all need to stop your madness. I forgot all about that. Thank you, brother. That's my brother, Quincy 007, hit me up to, you know, remind me because I forgot all about it. I was out today with my legendary sister, Miss Beverly. We was out and we were shopping today. And my husband got a phone call, and the children was downtown at the door. It's like GMHC and Hedrick Martin. It's the door. The children was downtown. The Butch Queen in Drags was downtown at the door in Manhattan, fighting down, honey. And it was just a mess. I don't know why they was fighting, but I know it was Chantel Khan, my Asia Khan, and they both Butch Queen up in Drags. One walked realness, the other one walked face, and they was fighting these other motherfucking drag queens downtown at the door today. I don't know why they was fighting, but I heard it was a mess, and it was carrying on, and it was chaotic, girl. And the children was just being a fucking mess about the situation. It was so messy, they said down there. They said the cops and everything came. I was just gagging, honey. I was really gagging at the girls, honey, that they was going through this. Hello. It was a mess, honey. It was a fucking mess, honey. These drag queens just all over the place and everything. Yes, honey. Well, I don't know if she beat ass mistake or she got her ass whooped, honey, but it was 10 minutes long, they said, honey. The children was fighting and carrying on for 10 minutes outside of the motherfucking door. Why do these young children carry on and mess and things like that? And then Butch Queen and Drags of all people, honey, downtown on Bloom Street, honey. Oh, my God. Why? These children was downtown and they was in Soho and they was fighting. I need to find out all the queens that was down in Soho today, that was in the Soho area. I need to know all of them that was down there, because I'm doing an investigation, and I need to find out which queens was down there, because mother's about to come out. How the fuck you doing? Yes, Miss Maezi is the tall bitch, honey, Miss Conti. Yes, she's the tall one, honey. She's the tall one, honey, but I think they said she peeled out of drag and she's a butch queen again. But I don't really know, honey. We're going to have to investigate and get the full E, my E. You know, I'm waiting for my young girlfriends to hit me up, and my young girlfriend's going to give me all the beat, honey. But I just know it was Miss Maesia, the banshee cut one, Miss Chantel, the one that sometimes she's long hair, sometimes she's short hair. She walks drag's face. They was out there fighting, and I got to get the full T on who they was fighting and all types of shit. Yeah. It was just funny. Oh, my God. Hold on. Somebody's hitting me up online. The tall one is a drag. Oh, the tall one is a drag, they said. Oh, we have callers. Oh, my God. Give me the callers, girl. Let's make it hot. Let's see. It's Messy Tuesdays. Let's see what the girls got to talk about, honey. 609-348. You're on the air on the Messy Tuesday with the Messy Mother. How you doing? 609-348, you're on the air. Hold on. Hello? What happened? Oh, they gone, honey. They gone. What the fuck? Anyone else? Hold on. I got so many IMs coming across my thing.
What's going on, girl?
What's going on, honey? I was just talking about this fight that happened downtown today at the door.
What fight?
They said the young drag queens was downtown at the organization tearing it down, and these kids wonder why they don't have no place to go to as it is.
And they were drag queens?
Yes, they were drag queens, and they said they was tearing it down. They said they fucked shit up for about 10 minutes downtown on Blue Street.
Oh, strong man. Oh.
Yes, you know they got you a walk for me Wednesday.
For what?
They got me, you and Miss Pussy on walk for me Wednesday. The trannies that like to use their dicks. That's the topic.
Oh, they got me up there that says that?
Got you up there. The first one. They're getting ready. Pussy Mizrahi and Nicole Icard and Kelly Mizrahi, trannies that like to use their cocks.
Oh, they playing dirty. Why would they say something like that? I never said that. Oh, I guess.
they got you, girl. They got y'all, honey. Y'all made the headlines, honey.
And I am on. Well, I'm not impressed. I am appalled. I am appalled. That's so not nice.
They said that, honey. They said that, honey. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Let's make it hot tonight, honey. We need to have an interesting topic to talk about tonight.
Well, let's not talk about anything that they're going to put Best Back on Walk For Me Wednesdays for.
Girl, I don't care, Miss Day. They talk about me on Walk For Me Wednesday all the time, Miss Day. Girl, bitch, please. I'm a regular on Walk For Me Wednesday. I love it, Miss Day.
Well, oh, really? Well, who does Walk For Me Wednesday?
A Walla Perla.
Oh.
I love it. I love it. I love it. But he doesn't do the topics. But I love it. I love it when the girl. I love it when the girls talk about me. I'm gonna worry when the girls stop talking about me. That's what I'm gonna worry. Girls stop talking about me. I know I'm doing something motherfucking wrong when the girls stop talking about me. As long as these motherfucking bitches continue to talk about me and post topics about me, Miss Day, and make videos and cartoon characters about me, bitch, I know I'm doing something right. So I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing so they can keep on posting. When they stop posting, then I need to worry about it because, bitch, I'm not catching these girls' eyes, Miss Day. I'm not appealing to them anymore.
Oh, the snow has now arrived.
It did?
It just started snowing.
Oh, my girl. Oh, it ain't started over on this side.
It started here. I just took everything to do my hair.
So all you girls that's out there, Miss Thang, if you in the New York, New Jersey area, Miss Thang, the blizzard is coming. It has already arrived in these. Girls have just started shoveling out their motherfucking cars in D.C. today, and the snow is coming again tonight. I advise everybody to go out to the nearest supermarket, to the nearest grocery store, grab your bottles of water, your motherfucking food, your snacks, go see a drug man, and get your motherfucking drugs, bitch. And all you motherfucking bitches, stay in your motherfucking house. Because the snow is fucked down, Miss Day. Everybody stay in your house until Sunday. I'll see you bitches back here Monday night. Because a bitch ain't leaving out this house. I just went food shopping today, bitch. And I am stacked. And I'm not going any motherfucking where. But don't forget, girls, get your local Chinese restaurant phone number. Because Ching Chao Makahaya, he delivers on his bike and the snow. He will come to your house if you don't want to come. How you doing?
Ching Chao Makahaya.
Yes, yes, honey. My Ching Chao Makahaya, honey. Oh, God.
I hate when it's here everywhere. Oh.
It says she's going to the mall. And she's about to give Catwoman in the mall.
Oh.
I'll bet you her girlfriend. And she's about to go to the mall and give Catwoman in the mall.
Oh. Which one? Michelle Pfeiffer or Halle Berry?
She's going to give both. She's going to give you a mixture of both, Miss Day. My bitch, you go, yes, hold on, we have a caller, Nicole. Private caller, you on the air on Messy Tuesdays with Messy Mother and Messy Nicole. How you doing?
We can call from offer. He's coming to you,
Private caller. Don't bust me. You not switch more, so don't bust me. If you want to write me something. Don't bust me. 646-385, you're on the air.
What's the deal?
What's the deal? Who is this?
This is your daughter, baby. Hi, Nicole.
Oh,
hi,
this Coco Ebony.
What's the deal?
How are you? What's the deal? Where you been?
I've been hiding out, Miss Singh, you know.
She right around the corner for you, Nicole.
You've been taking care of that chin?
Have I been taking care of my baby? Have you been taking care of those burnt fingers, bitch?
No, them fingers been taken care of every time I got the nails done, bitch. Now, my thing is, have you been taking care of that motherfucking 6-acre chin?
Have you been motherfucking taking care of that box of butt, bitch? You got your butt back there, bitch.
I'll
motherfucking break you, bitch.
This back is caught. That back is
balling.
Come around the corner, baby.
That's the bitch I want. Your big girlfriend, Miss Thing. Because she's the one that made it hot, baby. I want your big girlfriend, honey. I don't want you, girl.
What do you want from me?
Why you didn't come around the corner that day? You called. I said 12:30.
Mistake, because you was just a paid issue, girl. You're not.
Oh, really? You giving it like that? Y'all want them hinges over there on that door?
Mistake, I'm not over there, bitch. I'm downstairs in front of Kelly House, bitch, and I'm about to go upstairs and fuck her up. So she better be ready, bitch.
Oh, I'm not worried about anybody coming to fuck me up, honey. As long as I pay my
Bitch, your IDT system better motherfucking work, because, bitch, your door is about to fly off the hinges, bitch. How about that?
Kick this motherfucking door off the hinges then, bitch. And all 52 girls in the chat room and on the motherfucking phone lines this day is going to hear you get your motherfucking ass whooped. How you doing? Okay. He's gone. That's... Hey, Queen.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, I see you got that voice back.
Yes, it's back.
I know
what
that's right.
What did you have, lemon with that tea?
Damn.
Oh. With that, no, you have to take it, put the horns inside the lemon, and suck on the horns in the lemon while you drink the tea.
Oh, wait, Kelly. Now, you know what's amazing? Yesterday we had that conversation, right? It's so fierce. And today I went out with my daughter to go see my other daughter. So I was on 169th and Morris. And you know what that give or betray over there. So this piece of tray stopped me in the car. And he was like, Ma, I like the way you look or whatever. And he went and gave me a business card. He said, call me. He was like, this could be some money involved. I was like, all right. And I walked away. So when I got home, I was like, let me just call a shout. He's talking about some money or whatever. So I called him. So when I'm calling him, he's talking to me like I'm kind. So he like, how are we going to do this money thing? So, you know, I turn around and I say, well, you know I am a transsexual. And catch, he said, what's that? I said, you know, a guy that, you know, a guy that lives their life as a girl and, you know, they have breasts and titties and everything. I was like, so what you want to get into? He said, what could you do for me? I was like, I don't know. You want to blow or you want to fuck or whatever. He was like, the only thing you could do for me is suck my dick. Miss Thing, when I say Kelly, I was holding the phone and when he said like, I was like, what? He was like, yeah, what could you do for me? He said, the only thing you could do for me is suck my dick. I didn't even say anything else. I just hung up.
Why? Bitch, you should have sucked that dick.
I just gagged so fiercely. I just hung up. It was just to have that conversation yesterday, and that happened. He said, oh, that's what you want. Oh, well, you know, the only thing you could do for me is suck my dick.
Well, Miss Pussy was with you. She would have sucked that dick.
No, because no, when I first told him I was a transsexual, the first thing he said was, so do you want to taste my cum?
Oh, girl, Queen, what do you think about that?
Only life, girl.
That's a fool.
That is so fierce. Maji gave me a nice business card. It looked like it was money and everything. When he gave me the business card, he pulled out a knot. So now I'm sitting here like, well, maybe I shouldn't have even told him my tea. But I don't play like that. But he told me. He said it. He said, the only thing I could do for him is suck his dick. Oh. Tough crowd. We all took a moment of silence.
Nicole, so did you dismiss him after he gave you that, girl?
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Why are y'all so quiet? Hello?
Oh, bitch. I'm gagging at this motherfucking video that they put up.
How about
Alize going for Laomi hard? Oh my God, I'm gagging, honey. Oh, Nicole.
What?
Pussy said give her his number. Give her his number.
Okay, no problem.
Honey. She said no problem. You know Miss Pussy will be on it, honey.
He gave me a business card, darling.
Oh, girl.
It was nothing else I can do.
Was he cute?
No, I didn't try it.
He was a nice looking older man, you know, and it was looking like it was me up in there, and it was coins up in that pocket. That's where I was from when he pulled out the car. Like, oh, my father got coins. But when he mentioned the coin thing, I figured, well, maybe he know my e-talk. I was kind of sitting today, like outside, like the country. You know, it was really sunny out there. So it was the pump.
I'm going to fuck you up. Private caller, you on the air on Messy Tuesdays. How you doing, private caller? On the corner, you're on the air. Oh, my gosh.
They don't want to talk? Why you motherfuckers is listening on the phone and y'all don't want to talk? Y'all could just go and get on the computer. It's Messy Tuesdays. What's the tea? You ain't
they don't
no want to
be messy today.
They don't
want
to be messy.
If any girls in that chat room got any dirt, send it on over.
Okay.
Send it over, bitch, because you know they ain't going to send it to me, honey. Send it over, honey. Send it over. Send it over to Cream, honey. Cream won't spill your tea, honey. She won't tell us who you are, Miss Day, but she'll definitely give us the E-My-E, Miss Day. How you doing, honey? Andre went on vacation for a while, girls.
And I want to give a shout-out to DJ Mike Q. You was turning it.
Oh, yeah. I tuned into his show. But I don't know how to work that website. Over there, honey. I don't know how to make a profile so I can chat in the chat room. But I seen the girls chatting in the chat room, honey. And I seen it. I was listening to the beat. And you, what is it? You Scream or whatever it is? I asked. I was on she, honey. Oh,
yeah,
how you doing? My son is in the chat room. How you doing, son? My son is getting too addicted to this radio show. He's been on two nights in a row, honey. How you doing, son? Yes.
Who's your son, Kelly?
Malik.
Oh.
Dr. Malik Mizrahi.
What could he fix?
What?
What could he fix?
To school to be a doctor, Nicole.
Oh, a surgeon?
He's in school to be a doctor, honey. Yes.
Oh, Kelly, somebody in the chat room got a topic.
What topic?
They want to talk about feminine gay men versus masculine gay men.
Masculine men versus feminine gay men?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Hold on, we got a caller. 510-827, you're on the air. How you doing? 510-827, you're on the air. Hello, baby, you're on the air, 5-10. It's working, run it up completely. Hello? Okay, let's talk about it. What they want to talk about? Nicole? Oh, wait, hold on. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
I'm just listening.
Just listening? Why are you just listening?
Sounded like that.
Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Let's talk about it. What do you want
to
talk about?
I know.
Nicole?
Don't
you on the air.
Hello?
You on
Hello?
The air. Turn your computer down.
Yeah, Kelly, I saw you on BGC earlier.
Oh, shit.
I'm on BGC right now. What the fuck?
Well, you trying to suck my dick. I told you, like, I can't do that.
Baby, trust me. I wasn't trying to baby, because I don't even answer messages on BGC. Just read the messages, queen. Nobody was trying to suck your motherfucking dick. You need to, oh, I was about to say something. Thank you, Cora. About to say something. I was about to get real raunchy and real ghetto, but I paid it to stay. I had to hold my tongue. I don't know who's working. I don't know if Miss Emily's working the boards or my sister working the boards. I might have got muted if my sister was working the boards, bitch. I was about to say something on you, bitch, but I had to hold my tongue. Okay. Well, the girls want to talk about feminine gay men versus the masculine men. Nicole, what do you think about this topic?
I don't know. I'm going to let them lead off. Even if they wanted to talk about it, let them lead off, and let me see what they go with it. Feminine gay men versus straight men. What is exactly about feminine gay men, and what exactly about masculine straight men? What exactly are you meaning?
No, they didn't say straight masculine men. They said masculine gay men versus gay feminine men.
Oh, both between. Oh.
Yeah, and how like, they each hate on each other.
And what else?
Well, bitch, listen. We tried, bitch, okay? Don't get too much. That's my ass, okay? You bitches sit here, bitch, and y'all think it's motherfucking scene because y'all sit here and y'all kiki and y'all read with y'all girlfriends in the motherfucking chat room, bitch, and y'all think it's motherfucking easy to take and make up a motherfucking topic and keep you motherfucking bitches into motherfucking tame. The only time you bitches get entertained is when I sit here and I act like a motherfucking ass, bitch, and I read the fuck out of somebody, or I'm reading some nasty-ass motherfucking bitch that calls in here to this motherfucking show, or one of you nasty-ass bitches trying in the motherfucking chat room. Then y'all bitches want to be entertained. We try to give y'all motherfucking bitch is something positive to talk about. You bitches want to talk about next motherfucking topic, bitch. Suck motherfucking ass, bitch, and y'all gonna motherfucking listen, bitch, or you hang up the fuck the phone line, bitch, and go to fucking bed, bitch, and maybe come back tomorrow, bitch. What the what the fuck y'all did? Y'all made her come out. Ladies and gentlemen.
Why are you going off like that?
Oh, her mother herself. Couture Miss Rahi. Y'all made her come out.
What's up, guys? Okay. How's everybody doing?
Hi. I'm fine. Good evening, Jasmine.
My body.
Hey, Cream. Hey, Nicole.
My body.
What is going on, you guys? You guys have nothing to talk about, no topic or nothing.
Well, they actually suggested something. So, well, today's Messy Tuesdays, and usually people are allowed to call in and just be messy, but nobody wants to be messy, so we have to talk about something. So they suggest that we talk about masculine gay men versus feminine gay men. I mean...
All right, listen, everybody in the chat room. Hi, everybody. Hi, AJ. Hi, Kurt. Hi, Carrie. Hi, everybody. Listen, our anniversary show is coming up on the 23rd of February. A lot of things are going to change after February 23rd, but you guys need to really tune in on February 23rd because we're going to have a lot of special guests and a lot of, you know, stuff to talk about then. Right now, we're going through kind of a little transition. You know, thank you for everybody that has supported the show for the past year. But right now, people are just kind of doing different things. And, of course, as we all know, nobody needs to play stupid. But if there's really nothing going on the past weekend, there's really nothing to talk about. And since there hasn't been no balls or nothing like that this past weekend, a lot of things are just really not hot right now. So we kind of play off of everything. We know that Monday is a recap of everything that took place during the weekend. We know Tuesdays is when people call in with their old what the fucks, and that's still what happened over the weekend. And Wednesdays we try to take it in a serious note. You guys took it to a serious note yesterday. Today nobody really wants to call in and say anything, so you guys got to flow with it. And there's no telling what tomorrow holds. But nobody in the chat room should be complaining about all that stuff, Connie, and all that, you know, people like that. I think you just guys just need to play with it. Or like Cream said, just, you know, you guys are opening the door. Cream opened the door. She said if you guys have anything in the chat room that you guys want to talk about or create a topic, go ahead and do that. You guys have the opportunity to do that. Get together. There's like over 50 people in the chat room. There's almost about 100 people on the phone. I think last time I looked, it was 79 or 89 or something. So you guys create something. But don't sit here and keep attacking Nicole or Kelly or Cream because, you know.
You can attack me all you want. Just say name so I can attack back.
I need to lash somebody with my motherfucking tongue, honey. How you doing?
They want to attack. We can attack. You know, it's like a roll off the tongue. It means absolutely nothing. But just say name.
It seems like okay. So I'm gonna make it hot. We're gonna have a little topic
Let's
right now.
Let's make it hot. Why did Walk For Me Wednesday put me on their damn fucking show? I never did nothing to them fucking people. And why is my name on their fucking show? That's why. What the fuck is up with that? I don't get any life out of it. And whoever does the shade board, the messages, hear me carefully. Take my fucking name down. I don't get involved with stuff like that. And I've never even went to that site. So to put my name up there, you're just wasting your time.
When some queens attack with their tongue, that's what we're going to call tonight.
Where's this pussy at? Hey, pussy girl.
Father Walters, that's going to be the topic tonight, when femme queens attack with their tongue. So you call Ed, and you get your one best read out, and I'm going to get my one best read. You can read me on the call. Cream of Nature is not playing. She's just going to be here with us. But you get one read on me and one read on the call, and we're going to give y'all our best read. What it is. When femme queens lash out with their tongue. That's what we're going to call tonight. So all you crosses out there on the phone lines, if you think you got what it takes, honey, to go up against this old queen, one of these two old queens, honey, you feel free to press one. Let's get the game going.
Well, you can't go up against someone that knows you and you don't know who they are. Well, then again, bring it.
Yes, you can, Miss Angar. Miss Day, you ain't no Miss Motherfucking Hunter from a can of paint in the motherfucking war, Miss Day, where you called her house and red hot, Miss Day.
Oh, well, you know, I had a topic. Her grandson.
Bitch, oh my God, honey. Those were the days, honey. Those were the days. So if you out there and you're on the phone lines, honey, feel free to press 1. Yes, AJ, press 1, AJ. Come on. Come on. You got a MacBook. You got a MacBook Pro over there, honey. So you can talk on. You can talk online from your computer. Click to talk at the top by the call-in number, AJ, and you can press 1, and you can definitely come on, honey.
And if you feel the same and you call up, tell us your name and take off. I mean, make it hot when you call in. Tell us who you are and go off.
It's all done and fun and fair. You can tell me your name, and I will finally read you.
Oh, honey, somebody hit me up and said, oh, my God, this shit is about to get hot, honey. Baby.
I think I'm going to stick around for this one and just make
I think I need to get me a cocktail.
Oh, honey. Yes, honey. So you think you got what it takes, honey.
A butch queen would like to hear, you know, butch queens love competing and, you know, really going off. Maybe they might call in and get a little lashing out of us.
I'm calling my daughter. Hold on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's going on? Who is
Hi,
this?
Nicole.
Hi,
Cream. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, Mother.
Hey, baby. That's Pussy.
Oh, Miss Pussy's in the game,
Monique.
Honey. Oh, Miss.
Oh, Miss Monique, you sound like cunt real fast. Is Miss Jenny on the block up there?
No, I was reading the Walk For Me, and I'm gagging. They put me on that faggot shit.
I know. I'm really appalled at that. I don't know who made
and
the topic,
mind
but
you.
I thought we were really cool, both of them. So I don't know. So I'm not going to even say anything too much. But
no, you don't have to read because
that,
no,
you know?
No. You know I'm going to read. You know I'm going to read. And because see, okay, they always
like reading the Femme Queens, but let's talk about the Butch Queens. How nasty they've been for years. How they used to suck dick in train station bathrooms. How they used to suck, you say, suck dick in Santora Authority and shit.
You
say, come on now. They don't read us. Come on now. No, I'm just tired of Butch Queens trying the girls. Number one, we won't be fucking y'all faggots. We won't be fucking y'all. Y'all choose. Y'all want us to fuck y'all. You know, I try to live my life that time. When I first came out of the queen,
you see, I'm not the one who said that, and they want to sit there, and I'm gagging. All I said, first of all, it doesn't, what someone else is doing in their bed is none of your motherfucking business. Your Welcome Wednesday thing is based on balls and things that is going on in the ballroom community and the gay community. My personal life and what I do with what is in my pants have nothing to do with you, nor did I speak directly like that. So for them to place that up there about me, it is rude. It is.
And then they said it wrong. But then the one they said, something wrote about me. They said, now what I said was, I didn't say I didn't like Butch Queen. I said, I just don't deal with the Butch Queen. Don't get me wrong. If a tradie Butch Queen come at me, yeah, I'm going to talk to him. And then they're going to say, I said, I like the fucking
Butch
Queen. Everybody knows I'm a bottom. Okay, now, if you want to get, only person I top is the client. But I don't believe in letting white people fucking me. I don't let no white man fuck me. And I'm not a racist either, but I refuse to let a white man fuck me. So I'd rather fuck a white man, okay? So that's when I use my trade. Everybody know Miss Pussy loves this. I am a total bottom.
Read down. Oh my gosh, girl.
I've been a motherfucking bottom since I was motherfucking 12 years old. I've been a bottom. Fucking big damn.
Backstabbing, cock sucking, cum dropping, drinking.
So, motherfuckers, you don't know me, ask about me. I have no problem letting you the fucking know. I love dick in my motherfucking ass. But if you get a nasty queen or a nasty straight train that want to go down on me, I'm not going to fuck the motherfuckers. I'm going to let them do them. And then kick them the fuck out, and they can go back to their lovers or back to their wives or their girlfriends. Who gives a fuck about your motherfuckers? I'm making my money. Do me anyway in my motherfucking bedroom. So for the motherfucker who wrote that on Welcome Me Wednesday, they could suck my tranny cock, and that's why I said it. Suck my motherfucking tranny cock. I guarantee you, you can't beat me. You can't beat me. Your mama can't beat me. Or your daddy can't beat me. Trust me.
Do you dare?
And I'm still gonna fuck the. I'm still gonna fuck Trey. How do you like that? Matter of fact, I got a piece of Trey coming in a half an hour, and I guarantee you, I'm gonna fuck that Trey too.
Well, do any of you callers got anything to say about this motherfucking pussy bitch? Ain't a pussy motherfucking white bitch.
Oh, let's make it hot.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. This is how we're
going to
make it, you know, hot. Not hot, but this is what we're going to
do. Hot? What do you mean, not hot?
We have Kelly. We have Nicole. We have Pussy. And we have Cream.
Is Ginger in the line? Is Ginger somewhere up there?
Who?
Ginger. Jennifer.
I haven't seen Jennifer.
If she's not in the queue, I want to know what she thinks about trannies using their cops.
I need Jen's new number because I don't know it by heart.
Oh.
But if somebody can get me that, I'll bring her on as well. But listen, let's try to take it to a.
Wait, hold up. George said I got a mental issue. Yes, I do got a mental issue. You're right. So try me, George, and I'll show you what my mental issue is. Okay, try me, George, whoever you are.
Okay, Jazza, go ahead.
I better leave Pussy alone. I'm telling y'all, she's not wrapped to
something right now. A lot of people are upset because, somebody evidently went on Walk For Me and started creating a topic about what was talked about last night. It's always going to happen.
Hold up!
But
you know what, Jasmine? You know what? It had to be a young Butch Queen. You know why it had to be a young Butch Queen? Because, number one, the tranny's been doing that for years. Been fucking the
been fucking the butch queens? Why you think the butch queens be loving the trannies?
Oh,
when I first came out, I can name a couple old trannies that were fucking their lovers when I first came out in the scene. Some of them passed away. Some of them are still living, still fucking the butch queens. Okay, so please, that ain't nothing new. The trannies been using their motherfucking trace. How the fuck? Let's get real. We do escort. Okay, most trannies do escort. That's how they get their surge and their work done. What the fuck? They think all trannies get fucked in their ass? No. We using our motherfucking cock.
Ooh.
So let's keep it going. So they so fuck. They dumb. They dumb. If they really think that no trannies ain't using their motherfucking cock. The prettiest trannies, with the bodies and titties, they use their motherfucking cocks. I've seen plenty of them in action. I had a pretty tranny living with me with bad titties. I'm going to say her name because that's my sister. And I saw her fuck a piece of train down. So that ain't nothing motherfucking new. So these young faggots, you need to wake the fuck up. What's wrong with a tranny fucking man? Let's get real. That's what they want us for. If they wanted pussy, they would be fucking real bitches and not us. Okay? They don't want that. They want chicks with dicks. Chicks with dicks, the key word. They like for us to look like females, but they want us to have a motherfucking pipe between our legs.
Oh, Lord have mercy. God, please, honey. Oh, Jesus.
But y'all know what?
And it got so hot. I'm gonna make it even hotter. We so fast. Now we got the dice one to fuck us. I mean, we want the dice. The dice want us to fuck them and get them pregnant. And I like dice, but I ain't gonna disrespect the dice. But I'm gonna say that's how fast we are. First we was fucking the bush queen. We fucked the trade. Now the dice want us to fuck them too. So
I don't know.
That's
about
dice.
Okay,
it's
the
weather
you're
going to
take. I'm keeping it real. I'm a real bitch.
You know what?
That's
you're looking in the mirror.
I'm a
like
real
bitch. What I'm looking at right now, and you could do something like that, it's over.
I'm a real bitch. I'm a real bitch. That's right. I'm a real bitch. Okay? But they want to talk about trannies is nasty. Come on, y'all faggots be sucking dick in train stations and parks and all that. We don't diss y'all. Y'all suck dick in the boardroom and bathrooms and shit. Come on, we never diss y'all. But soon y'all hear something about a motherfucking tranny doing something. I want to. Are we nasty? We disgusting. Fuck y'all.
Okay, calm down.
And I think
we're
making. I'm calm. I'm
I
calm.
Think we're making
still,
worse.
I'm still gonna do me. I'm 38 years old, and baby, I don't even look 38 either. And I'm still gonna do me. If the train want me to fuck them, I'm gonna fuck them. They don't wanna fuck me, they can fuck me. Fuck it. If a faggot don't like it, they can kick rocks. They can't beat me.
A very important man used to always tell me when I was coming up. He said, "Nicole, you gotta fuck them." I said, "Daddy, come on." He said, "No. It's the rule."
But Nicole, you know what's so funny? Because Nicole, when I first came out, I was a total bottom. When I came out,
me too.
When I was, 19? I was 19 years old when I came out into the gay scene. And don't get me wrong, I didn't want no guy to touch my private part or nothing. But being around the scene, you know, after a while, every guy, I mean, even cute guys to the thuggish guys, like I said, soon as you pulling your panties down and they see what you got between your legs, they want to touch it. They want to smell it. Next, you know, their tongue is all over it. So what the fuck? What the fuck are we going to do? Beat them up and say, "Don't do that"? Come on now. What the fuck? We have to get our rocks, too.
Oh, I need a shot. I just took a shot.
I'm not
going to. Come on, that's that bullshit right there. Come on now.
I know a queen that likes the boys to play with her trade, too. She got blonde hair right now.
I don't like it, but... Is it like every guy, every tradie guy I meet, supposed to be straight guys, that was the topic, thugs. I meet, that's who I fuck with, is thugs around the way. And every time, I swear to God, I could turn on my motherfucking stomach, and they're like, "Oh, baby, turn back over." I'm like, "Why?" They said, "I'm going to see it."
They want to see your ass.
Okay, they say they want to see it. They want to see it.
All right, so let's do this. Listen, this is what we're going to do. The bottom line is you guys sit down and, talk about what people said on Walk For Me. You know, people have comments.
They have they want to say what they say about femme queens and all the rest of that stuff, but Pussy, you hit it on the nose. Even though you're going off, but you hit it on the nose. That
no,
is
it's
true.
No topic to be why the butch queens always dissing the femme queens. Why the butch queens always think whatever y'all do is nasty. That should be the topic.
This butch queen, he's nasty. He has all the boys from Harlem. He's realness with a twist, and he's legendary. And I gag, he has all the boys, Kelly, from Harlem. And now he's in Lower Manhattan having all the boys in the projects.
Y'all hear me?
Happy birthday to Mike Icon. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to the $1,000 winner. I love you. Happy birthday.
But can we, Miss Ebony, can we please go back to the 646-385 number? She has something she wants to say about this topic.
She's on.
Go ahead.
Hello, Coco.
Tell the truth. They read it.
Hello.
You on Walk for Me Wednesday. Tell the truth.
This thing, now, Nicole, you know you like to use your bird, baby. I don't know who you got up there sugarcoating anything, baby. Because, baby, I like to use my bird, honey. And, yes, I am hunk, for those of you who want to know, who haven't already seen it. But, baby, I'm not touching on no boys unless they're touching on me. Baby, I got to get mine off, too. What the fuck is going on?
Exactly. See, I love her.
I don't
see,
like the sensation of coming and stuff.
That's my little sister right there.
Y'all don't like the sensation of coming and stuff, baby. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? And, Nicole, you sitting up here trying to act like a saint, bitch. You done slayed butch queens down. Should I name Horace?
You know what?
All of the girls. Defo, Horace, all of them.
My back look like this, and your back look like that.
It doesn't matter whose back look like what, bitch. At the end of the motherfucking day, you sitting up here fronting this thing, lying on your bird.
You are jumping in a bowl of hormones, bitch, with vitamins mixed with
all right.
How dare you, bitch? You got nerve.
All right, listen.
With your different colored beard.
Listen, we're gonna take some callers and we're gonna ask them, you know, what issues do they have with femme queens. The bottom line is, yes, Pussy, you're 100% right. The butch queens like to get fucked by the femme queens. The dates like to get fucked by the femme queens. And of course, the dykes have been getting fucked by the femme queens, and that's nothing new. That is something that's been going on for years.
Exactly,
so,
for many years.
So if the butch queens or anybody else that has anything to say about it, then they can get on here, and you guys do not attack them, but answer their questions, and maybe they don't have to run the walk for me or something like that and, you know, make topics about it, but they can personally ask you, you know, why or, you know, how is it or whatever. But let them, you know, be able to express themselves and vent just like you guys are expressing yourselves and venting as well. So let's take some callers.
Nutted it.
Who nutted?
614-622. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays.
Hello.
Yes. Oh.
I live. But here's my issue. Not every butch queen is the same. Because I have tranny friends. I have no problem with them, you know, topping trade or doing whatever they do. That's their personal business. Just as long as they don't come to me with it. And I don't know. All I can say is y'all do y'all. What y'all do in y'all bedroom is y'all business. Why is it anybody else's business? I don't know. I think Walk For Me... it's a joke. Big joke.
Yeah. Because they don't have no life. That's what it was. They have no life. If they ain't going to say it wrong. And I never said I fucked up with queens. I don't even deal with this.
I never said that. I'm gagging. Who could get them on the phone? Jasmine, could you get a connection to Walk For Me Wednesdays? I want to speak to them. I want to know why.
Well, actually,
it's somebody that put it up there on Walk For Me Wednesday. And they never put their real names. Yeah, somebody else put it on. Walk for me. Wednesday didn't do it.
Hold on.
I hope he didn't do it.
Private caller, you're on the air on Messy Tuesdays.
They off the air.
Well, actually, Nicole, when they did, they put my name real small. They put you in Kelly's name real big. So they must like me. They put you and Kelly name real, real big, and then they got my name real small, so that's cute.
You don't need to be on this side. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
No, I'm just listening, man. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, thank you for just listening. You don't need to be up there, son. Private caller, you're on the air. She fucking a butch queen.
Okay. Or a tray. Or a tray. It could be a piece of tray.
Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller?
Hello?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? I would like to talk about these butch queens out here having the film queens. I think that's an embarrassment for the butch queens because I don't think it's fair for because now it seems like all the butch queens are getting fucked by film queens. I have nothing against them at all. They do their thing. They fuck who they want to fuck. But I my thing is with the butch queens out here having the film queens. To me, I'm a butch queen myself, and I think that's the nastiest thing you could ever do. Not disrespecting the femme queens or what they do, but the butch queens should not be having femme queens at all. At all. That is just like, to me, myself, I think it is like so nasty. And it's degrading. Not to say that the femme queens, what the femme queens do, is nothing bad. They make their money, they do their thing. But no butch queen should be sitting the fucking on a tranny. You know what I'm saying? To me, I think that's just something that a butch queen should do because now they got all the butch queens out here thinking they sucking and fucking on these film queens. Nothing that's nasty.
So why do you think that's nasty? Let me ask you that question. Why do you think that's nasty?
Well, I think it's nasty because if that's the case, go get a real female. You know what I'm saying? Have sex with a real female because now you fucking a film queen should be only fucking straight niggas about their money. Yeah, I think a film queen is a lady. That's what I think about a film queen. A film queen should be somebody that walks and talks like a female. They should have nothing to do with butch queens. They should not deal with butch queens just because that's ridiculous. If you're a femme queen, you're walking around here with titties, you're a girl. If you're going to call yourself a lady, be a lady. You know what I'm saying? See, I understand it's business when business comes, when you have to use your trade.
Well, the only thing I can tell you can only be a lady as much as they allow you to be a lady. If you're laying there in the bed and you're bent on your knees and they underneath you and they sucking your dick, what you gonna tell them to stop? And let me ask you a question: if you got a butch queen and you're laying in the bed with a butch queen and he's sucking your dick, but you don't want him to suck your dick, are you gonna tell him to stop sucking your dick?
You put that motherfucker out your house because now you're turning me off.
Well, if he's sucking the dick, baby, I'm gonna let him continue to suck the dick.
Okay, but he's not turning us off. He's pleasing us even more. I mean, sorry to say, he ain't turning us off. If a tray wanna go down on us, he's not turning us off. He's just showing us that he really is a freak. He's a freak. I call it a freak. What you do in bed, what you do in bed, basically. Like I said, so you know, just a couple months ago, years ago, when the tranny started, I'm fucking the dyke, it was a big issue. Why? They said, oh, tranny shouldn't be fucking dyke. Because, and why? Because, number one, a dyke is really a girl that looks like a guy, and then a tranny is, you know, a guy that looks like a female, and basically that's, they having, like, straight sex, really. Might as well say straight sex. I mean, it was always a big issue about us, the way we have sex. But it's never a big issue how the butch queens have sex. Like, to be honest, I think that two bodybuilding men fucking each other, I think that's nasty.
Hold on, we got another caller.
I think that's so nasty.
347-426, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Listen. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Pussy.
Hey.
All right. Pussy?
Yes.
I respected your game all up until you talk about two masculine niggas fucking. That was a turn on. I love seeing two masculine niggas fucking. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well,
but I got to go back to what y'all was talking about. One of the reasons why I do drag is because of the motherfucking femme queens. I live for the femme queens. No shade. And that's why I do drag is because I sit there and study and study and study. And some of us are a lot of us butch queens who do drag, we're inquisitive. What is it that y'all do to get these fucking men, the trading men? And that's why a lot of the butch queen drags do what they do is because they live up to you guys. Now, if they want to hate and they want to knock y'all, they're probably jealous. That's number one. So you're entertaining and you're feeding a bunch of jealous motherfuckers. And I don't know why you're entertaining that. Because half of them do it because if they look up to y'all and they want to be like y'all. Some of them can't because they look too hard, or they can't because of X, Y, and Z reasons. So y'all got to understand, a lot of times they're not reading to be read, even because they can't take and they're jealous. You never thought of that? Have you ever thought of that?
Oh, I know they're jealous.
Oh.
Kelly, trust me, I know.
Now, with the trainees fucking the trade, that's not my cup of tea. I've been propositioned by men. You meet a guy, he wants you. I don't like using my cock. When I'm in drag, I want to feel like cunt, like a woman, like the last caller said. I always feel that a tranny is supposed to be the image of a woman. Now, like you said, what you do is what you do behind closed doors. But to exploit and to brag that you're fucking the trade, to me, I think that's disgusting.
But see, the trades, they mess with the trannies because, number one, we got our piece. Okay, if they trust me, if we didn't have our piece, they would just stick with real fish. They would stick with real female.
And when you said that on the phone, I was gagging, I was cringing because it's the truth.
It's the truth.
You can hide your trade. You can hide your, and the story you gave, pussy, reminds me of me. You can hide your trade, but these men want to see cocks. This is why they probably don't want to be with no fucking female. They want chicks with dicks with titties. There's no fucking shade. And when you said that, I said, oh my God, I be trying to tell the boys I don't have no damn dick. They want to see it. Then they want to suck it. And I'm like, I'm cunt. No. But they still want to see it. And you're right. It is the thing. The trainees are taking.
That makes you upset. That makes you upset. You just went off.
I tell the motherfucking people out in a minute, the trainees are taking motherfucking over. Because anytime a nigga that looks twice, you know your shit is on fucking
mind you,
point.
Go on Craigslist on Casual Encounters. Look for
first
men
thing,
that like
mama,
PS.
Pussy,
look mind, hold on.
Pussy, I already know. I already know.
I went on there today. And I looked at the guy, all the guys, the thug niggas that's on Craigslist on Casual Encounter that want trannies. And mind you, some of them say they even want transvestites. I want trannies or transvestites.
I got a site for you, mama. I talk to you one-on-one, man. I know you very well. I always
mm-hmm.
see you, always show me love. This motherfucker gonna tell me, talking about, oh, I enjoy myself. Your shit was like a tight pussy. It's better than pussy. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's better than pussy. Pussy, you heard that, darling.
You were saying that. I was like, oh, my God, I can relate. And this is why I like to get up in fucking geesh. Because
mm-hmm.
the men love it. They fucking love it. And let me tell you, the topic should have been Kelly Nicole and pussy. The tradey boys against gay boys. I don't see gay men do nothing for me. But you put a piece of tradey boy, and for some reason, mentally, physically, it's like I get turned the fuck on. Gay men do nothing for me. It's like a tit for tat competition shit.
Okay, y'all like my stories. Okay, about what? 4 years ago, right, I met my homegirl from Brooklyn, right? Me and her is like best of friends. She told me, when I started hanging with her family, right, she told me, she said, you know, you're going to have my cousin. So I'm like, who's your cousin? She said, oh, that tradie boy across the street. I said, why do you think that? She said, trust me, I know you're going to have my cousin. That same night, she was doing my hair, because my cousin girl used to do my hair in Brooklyn, right? That same night, she went out and left me in her bedroom. He came knock on the door. He's like, where's my cousin at? I said, oh, she went out for a minute. Next thing you know, he came in the room and shit, so he started touching my hair. He's like, that's all your hair? I'm like, yes. Now, mind you, you're supposed to be trade. Why are you in the room with me, touching my hair and everything? So I'm like, wait a minute, why are you touching me? So he's like, yo, so what's up? I'm like, what's up? He's like, so what's up with you? I'm like, what you want? You know, I'm being to come back to the situation. Let's cut the bullshit. What you want to do? So he's like, well, I'm going to fuck you. I'm like, huh? He's like, I want to fuck you. So you know what I did? I fucked him right in my girlfriend's from my girlfriend's room and shit. And soon as we started fucking, that's the first thing he did, grab my shit. So I'm like, what you got? I said, uh-uh, baby, don't touch that. He said, no, I want to see it. I want to see it. He said, that's a turn on. He said, you look so much like a female. You got titties, ass, but you got a dick. A dick, and that turned me on. And that nigga was rock hard. And I was gagging. I'm like, oh, my God, my girlfriend told me I was going to have her cousin. I didn't believe it. I did not believe it. Mind you, a cousin is married to a woman and got three kids. And every time I go in that neighborhood, and they live in East New York, he'd be right there on the block, and shit, and he'd look at me, lick his lips and shit, and he know what he done. I know what he done. But he don't know I told the cousin already. He don't know I told his girl cousin already. She knows, but she ain't going to spill the tea.
Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air on Messy Tuesday.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, I just got one problem. I mess with trannies. I mess with butch queens up in drag and everything. But personally, I'd rather not see that piece. I took a shower with a femme queen before and never saw her piece. I just think the whole thing is disgusting. If you're going to be a girl, be a girl. Don't do that shit. Like, fucking niggas is nasty. Get your life. Fuck with niggas with money.
We do.
Okay, y'all do, but y'all talk
we
about
don't
fucking butch queens.
You're
talking about to me
don't
on the radio.
Niggas.
Like, that's nasty.
Carl,
let me ask you a question.
Why is it nasty?
Hold on. It might be nasty to some people, but some people might like it.
I think it's nasty. I mess with pretty femme queens, and it's an illusion. I would never do a regular girl.
Wait, hold on. Let's keep it real then. So if that's nasty, let's keep it real. Fucking in a shithole is nasty, too. But come on, we fucking niggas in the ass when we shit out of. That whole
But y'all have no choice but
to...
Okay, don't try to moan. And then you're shooting out moans and things. I'm not trying to read anything like that, but it's an illusion. As a butch queen, when I mess with a female figure, I don't want to see your dick. That's what butch queens is for. That's what butch queens
is
for.
Hold on, let me ask you a question.
So you said you don't want to see the femme queen's dick. That's what a butch queen is for.
No,
right.
It's the truth. He's saying it right. The reason why I'm quiet, because if you're talking about what you're doing with a piece of tray or a date as a femme queen messing with, you know, boys or guys, then I can understand that.
Right.
But for a butch queen, no, I don't agree with that. I don't think any femme queen should approach the situation by acting like a top, because that would scare them particularly away, because they look at us as the cunt. See, and the piece of trade look at as cunts with X. That's what they look.
That's
oh,
the
that's
only
the
thing
man,
that turned me off about them queens, though, honestly,
them.
Because, like, I don't
want to
see that.
Not all of them want to see that part. There's some
listen,
I've been in a relationship
listen,
where
listen,
has
listen,
not
I have to listen. Let me, you know, because I sat here last night, and I really didn't say nothing, and I sat here tonight, and I really didn't say anything. But that is fucking bullshit, bitch. The same way the trade wants to see your cock because that turns them on is the same way the butch queens want to see your cock because that turns them on, bitch. I have been doing this.
Well,
for
it don't turn
kids.
Me on.
Well, it might not turn. Hold on. Listen, it might not turn you on because you're a different type of butch queen.
Right.
Just like some femme queens don't want people to play with their trade, don't want them to touch their trade, don't want them to see their trade because everybody.
And those are the
different.
Ones we call women. Those are the ones we call cunts. The ones that don't want nobody to see their trade and play with their trade.
But everybody is
fucking the clients.
Everybody is totally. Different. You have
yeah,
some
it's what works for you.
Have,
I know people
some,
are into some freaky
some
shit,
queens,
but I'm not.
You have some butch queens that go around.
Okay, so what's the reason to be a femme queen if you still want to use your piece?
Well, listen,
can somebody answer that?
Let me be perfectly honest with you, okay? I feel 100% comfortable as a motherfucking woman. I've been doing this for the last 15 years. It's really not any butch queen out there. Listen, it's really not
Kelly,
any butch queen.
As cut as you is, I could never imagine you using your piece.
Listen, it's really not.
You mean to tell me, Kelly, you comfortable? You mean to tell me, Kelly, you're being
hold on, I can't hear him, y'all. Hold on, he's talking to me. Go ahead. What you saying?
I said, as cunt as you is, Kelly, I can't imagine you think, telling me you're plucking butch queens. It don't work like that.
Listen,
like, that just threw my whole illusion though, for me thinking Kelly's cute, Kelly's big, she's real, I'll fuck her. But now I'm scared. I might lay up with you and you might whip out on me. That's not
listen,
cute.
Listen, let me tell you something. It's different strokes for different folks. Everything is not for everyone. Okay? I'm not gonna sit here and say that every butch queen that I have talked to, and it's only been a handful in my 15 years that I have talked to, I'm not gonna say every butch queen I have fucked up, but everything is not for everyone, okay? You know who to do what you want that you can pull out on. You know who to pull out on and you know
right.
who to keep it between your legs on. Everything is not for everyone.
Well, but do you enjoy doing
it?
Go ahead, Kwame.
I never fucked a butch
queen. Go ahead, Kwame.
That means everybody be quiet. That means everybody be quiet. Cream.
Yes.
Cream wants to talk to the caller. Go ahead, Cream.
Caller, you said that you mess with butch queens and you mess with female figures, right?
Is she still there?
She's gone.
Find them. Put an APP out.
Messed up. Y'all messed up. We was talking.
Oh, yeah, I bet you was now, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, he said he's going to lay up with you, girl.
Okay.
He wasn't going to lay up with me. I got a husband. 347-5. Hold on. 347-259. Is this Beverly?
I get in the mouth, strength.
Hi, Beverly.
Hey, girl.
What's tea?
Nothing. That's why I don't deal with the BQ.
Now, what do you got to say about this topic?
Honey, that was cool. If that's the case, you might have just messed with real fish. Or that's with a transsexual that's fully a transsexual with no meat but got feet.
Thank you, Beverly.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I don't have nothing to say. I'm about to give y'all back to Miss Ebony.
I'm Miss Jasmine.
Miss Jasmine. Don't go nowhere. Don't you run, baby. We have enough.
I just can't deal with y'all. Last night y'all killed me.
Motherfucking peace. There will be no running tonight, dollface.
So let me tell you something. Listen,
I think Kelly hit it on the nose.
Yes, she did. She did.
She hit it on the nose when she stated that everybody is different. I think what people need to realize, especially people in the chat room, people that's going to run to walk for me tomorrow, is that everybody has a different taste.
I'm saying nothing tonight.
Everybody has a different taste. Everybody has certain things that turn them on. Everybody has certain lifestyles. Everybody has certain fantasies, fetishes, and I think that's what it really boils down to. I think that's what it really, really boils down to. I'm not disagreeing with, a lot of stuff that you guys say. I know what I'm, who I am. I know what I'm happy doing. I know what makes me happy. I know what I've done. Everybody has their different things. I already know, pussy, you are 100% right. Nicole, you're 100% right about the different type of boys out there. There are boys who like to get fucked. I've ran into them people. There are boys who want to see your trade. I've ran into them people in the past. There are dates out there that want to get fucked, and yet they're running home to their married wives and children and stuff like that. It's just different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, everybody has their own little fetish, own little style. But I think what needs to not happen is that everybody needs to stop attacking. Like, don't sit here and say all femme queens are nasty or the femme queens are nasty or why. Because it is 100% true about butch queens. And I'm one, I'm not going to read butch queens or anything like that. But butch queens do their own little dirty things as well, just like the femme queens do, just like the straight men do, just like the real women do. Everybody does their own little thing, but nobody should be attacking nobody about it.
I have a question.
Red.
You sit here and ask, you know, what do you call a man who sticks his dick in somebody's ass? Is he gay? Is he straight? What do you call a femme queen that has a dick that fucks the boys? What is she? Da-da-da-da-da. So what about the men that stick needles in their dicks and they get turned on by that? You know, they stick needles and piercings in their dick, and that is their sexual fantasy. What do you call them? You know, are they gay? Are they straight? What are they? Bottom line is, half these people are just freaks. Everybody's a freak. And that's my opinion on it.
That's what I said yesterday, mother. I said, everybody's just freaks. Let us be freaks.
I know what they are.
Well, I love what I love.
They are, Jasmine, I know what they are.
What?
They're Queens Bridge.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And Selvin, you and I have history from back then, and we can sit down and we can either express the things that you and I and, you know, the type of boys and stuff we used to deal with back then and stuff, but you already knew. I was one. If a boy came up to me and he tried to reach down there or he started trying to put my finger behind him or whatever, bitch, it was time for you to go. I don't play that. I'm a woman. I'm a bitch. So all that other stuff, I ain't got time for. But we know that you were doing other things on the other side of the fence.
That's why I don't got a husband to this day. Cause see, I don't want my, be honest, if I get a husband, I don't want my husband to touch my stuff down there. So that's why every time I meet a straight guy, if they touch my shit, basically to me, it's just a fuck. To me, it's just a fuck. After he do him, I do me, I'm throwing them out, and I don't want to see him again. So
well, I love,
that's why, you know, so now don't get me wrong. If I find that right man that don't want to touch my bird and want to treat me like extra fish, I mean, he just want to just fuck me, and that's it, let me give him head, then hey. But lately, the guys, like I said, the guys in Brooklyn, the straight guys in Brooklyn, come on, they, like I said, they fucking the men with wigs on now. God, come on now. They really, I mean, I gag. If I tell you the old people that get up in drags now, old legend, old icon people, legendary people get up in drags and be on the chat line or in the street on Fulton Street and stuff, bagging sexy thug niggas. And them niggas is going down on them too. You know, I get all the gossip. I get all, everybody always calling my phone and telling me the gossip.
I love my husband to touch my pussy.
You know what I'm saying? Even on Broadway, go on Broadway. Look at all the thug dudes that be on Broadway trying to pick up those drags that be on Broadway. Come on now, that's part of, to me, it's just a bunch of freaks out there. But why diss us because the men want to go down on us? Don't diss us, diss the men. Diss the butch queens that want to go down. Like I said, that's been going on for years.
Yeah, it's definitely been going on for years. And it was something that I didn't understand. I was like, oh, my God, why is this happening? You know, when I came out and I started hanging around the girls and stuff like that, I was like, girl, ew, how can you do that? Because I always knew that I was a woman. So I'm sitting here saying, well, how could y'all do that? And I just didn't understand. And when I used to go to certain girls' house that was escorting, and she'd be like, oh, girl, I got a client, you know, go in the other room or something. And then I remember one time I was at this one girl's house. I'm not going to mention her name, but me and her other roommate was in the room, and she had a client, and we was actually looking through the door. She was like, you want to see something funny? Because the way the apartment was set up, you could see mirrors that led into her room, and I seen her fucking the client. And again, I'm young, but I'm gagging like, oh, my God. And I was like, they really pay for that? And she was like, yes. And I really kind of gagged at it, but after a while, I said, you know what? I started seeing it more and more and more. And I was like, wow, that's just how people are.
Jasmine, you know, let me tell you what I used to do. When I first started the escort business, you know, I was like a girl. You know, I didn't want to show no trade pictures on Arrows or nothing, on Craigslist, Backpage, anything, right? I only used to show my ass pictures and titties because I thought that was the guy's want.
Hold on.
Let me spin my story. I wasn't making no money. Soon as I stole some tranny dick pictures, I don't never use my trade picture on none of my asses. I'm not going to do that. I use some big girl, some trainer guys that got a big anaconda cock. I use their pictures, their dingling pictures. I put it on my ad. I get calls like crazy. Matter of fact, I had a guy that just punched me in my face. And I told Kelly them that they was laughing. I told Kelly and Jack the story. A couple of months ago, a white guy came to my house as a client, and he had saw my ad, and he saw the dick pictures that I had on there. So he thought I had, like, 11 inches. So when he got in my house, he came, and he realized I didn't have 11 inches. He got mad and punched me in my face. Of course, I whooped his ass. I whooped his ass bloody. He was screaming for mercy. And I said, "What the fuck you hit me for?" He said, "Because I came because I thought you had 11 inches." I said, "Sweetie." I said, "But don't you want to fuck me? Look at all this ass I got." He said, "No, I don't want that. I came for the dick." And I realized that was the guys want. They want the dick. And if
you know what,
if they keep it real with themselves, they will call in and let them know that I'm telling the truth. Any tranny that you ask for, they would say the clients want them for their dick, not because they pretty, not because they got pretty titties, and not because they got ass. They want them for their cock. But see, I don't know no trannies is real like me. So I'm a real bitch. So I'm gonna keep it real. All the trainees that work their ass, trust me, they're making money because of their car.
I think the perfect guest on this show would be if anybody out there that escorts, that has a client that isn't afraid to come on this show, even though it's private and it's not something that, you know, their family is going to listen to or something like that, but have a client come on this show and maybe answer why they like to have sex with transsexuals. Why do they pay for sex with transsexuals? And what you guys do. I know that there's a lot of people out there that's listening. They probably have clients that are there or whatever. But I think that would be like the perfect guest. Stop, you know, bashing the femme queens and saying the femme queens are this, femme queens are that. But why don't you ask the client? Why don't you, not even just the client, the butch queen or the straight man or whoever, why he likes to have sex with transsexuals? What is his fantasy? Why is it such a fetish? What turns him on about a chick with a dick? I think that would be the perfect one. And then what would happen is you would realize that it's not always the tranny's fault. You know, these are what the guys approach the femme queens as. So that would be the perfect type of guest. Anybody knows anybody out there like that? Bring them on. Call from a spoof number where they can disguise their
voice. Or a straight boy, or the sub boy. If you know any sub boys that like trannies with cops, bring them on too.
I think that would be the perfect one because everybody sits here and they want to read the femme queens and say they're nasty and nasty and nasty, but what about the ones that do it? And I know that this happens, especially with butch queens and the butch queens in the ballroom scene. I'm not saying all butch queens do this or whatever, but there are a lot of butch queens that approach the femme queens when that ball is over with, or they need that ride home, or they want to smoke that blunt or get high, and then they want to see what that transsexual, that femme queen, got to offer. So there's a lot of people that are listening, and they're attacking and saying it's nasty, but I know there's a lot of people that are all listening as well saying, I've done that. I like that.
Queen said most of the guys she meet are top and they don't give that.
It's another illusion. That's all it is. It's just a.
I don't play with that. And then another thing is most of those guys that want to have the femme queen slay them, they are tranny chasers. They just, they're curious. They're like, oh, well, she looks like a woman. She's soft. She got all of this body. But she also has a penis. So they're like, oh, maybe I want to see what it is. And then the next thing you know, they get so hooked on that that they can't differentiate the fact that you're still a woman, regardless of the fact that if you have a penis or if you don't. That's the only thing they see after a while. So that's what they chase after.
Yeah, I want an extra hour.
Yeah, why not?
Bring it on down.
Sure.
I don't care. I'm here. My husband's in the
bedroom. Girl, what are you doing?
Hello? I'm reading the chat room, honey. I'm making sure none of these butch queen chasers and these tranny chasers is trying to have my son. You know, my son is new to this.
Who is your son? Hello?
My son is from Buffalo, and he don't know the language and things. And I know all of these words and things is very confusing and things to him. So, you know, he asking a lot of questions and asking the girls in the chat room a lot of questions. So I have to make sure that these queens don't try to corrupt my child. My child is pre-med. So I have to make sure these queens stay away from my child. Miss Carrie Hilson, stop hitting my son up, okay?
Like I said yesterday, when I went to jail and I did my 2.5 years in prison, I saw all these tradey boys, all the bunch of tradey boys in jail, Jasmine, and they all wanted me to do them. The Blood, the Latin Kings, the Crips, the Muslims. I told he's an imam. He runs the Muslims. He wanted some. And I was in jail gagging. I'm like, what's going on? Nobody want no ass from me. No, they wanted me to do them.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all a story. Since y'all like telling stories, I'm going to tell y'all a little quick story. One of my sisters, who happens to be a regular on the shows, she knows who I'm talking about and she's listening. One day we met these boys on a train when I lived in Queensbridge, and we brought them back to my apartment at the project. But we didn't bring them inside the apartment. We went on top of the roof, which we called Pebbles Beach. Because there were so many pebbles. And we were having the boys. So she's over in one corner having one of the boys, and I'm in the other corner having the boy. So, you know, he's all caressing me and doing this and doing that. And, bitch, he started reaching down there. I'm like, what are you doing? And he said, no, calm down, Mommy, calm down. And he starts getting on his knees, and I kneed him right in his jaw. I said, oh, hell no, and I left. I said, I can't deal with this. I just did not, and that was my very first experience with that. I was upset. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot deal with this. And all she could do was laugh at me, like, girl, it's going to be okay. That's the kind of boys you're going to deal with. I said, oh, hell no, I can't deal with this.
Mother, where are you? Where's she at?
I'm right here.
Why don't you tell us one of your stories?
I'm a send by. Let me give you a story, Nicole.
Next challenge.
Listen, let me give you a story. Me and one of my girlfriends, mistake. We was having trade down, mistake. A cute one and an ugly one, mistake. And it was just everything, mistake. And we was doing the children was doing us and everything, mistake. I get a phone call from the children, mistake, because they're running a three circus marathon in their house, mistake, honey. So I get away, well, where the train at? My sister gives me, well, I'm in the bathroom with one piece of train, mistake, and the cute one and the ugly one, they in the living room and they munching each other.
Ooh.
I was gagging. I was devastated.
Talking about marathons, there used to be this one boy that I used to live for. And I said, ooh, bitch, he had all this dick I knew about. And I said, ooh, bitch, I want him to have me. I wanted to have him. So, girl, it was three of us. Three sisters, one of them know, they both know who I'm talking about. We was at one of the sisters' houses. So she went in the bedroom with him first, and she had him. I knew my chance was coming up. My turn was coming. So she went and she had him, and they was fucking. And she came out the room and said, bitch, he fucked me down. He has all this dick, da-da-da-da-da. So then the second sister came, and she said, where's the wig at?
And I said, the wig. And she went and got the wig and took the boy in the bathroom. And I said to the other sister, why does she need a wig? And she said, because she likes to fuck him with a wig on. At that point, I was over it. At that point, I didn't want nobody to fuck me. I was over it. I said, so he's getting fucked by her with the wig on? And that was it for me. Kelly, you know who I'm talking about?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Miss Carrie Hill said you can like him all you want. You wouldn't touch him if you had Donald Trump's coin.
Oh, shit.
Y'all being disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful, buddy.
Calvin, what's your story?
Oh, darling.
Oh, she got stories for days, Miss A.
Honey, send box like me and the Sticky, we don't tell box.
I'm not gonna tell y'all about this queen. I don't know if any of you queens live in the projects or have ever been in the projects, but you know the projects shower curtain is built into the exterior of the project. It's not like one of the tenement buildings that they just hang it up there by phone, Miss Thing. Well, this one queen, Miss Thing, she was sucking this dick for about an hour, Miss Thing. Girl, when I went in the bathroom, Miss Thing, girl, the whole shower curtain rug was ripped out of the motherfucking ceiling, Miss Thing. Girl, the tray done pulled the shower curtain out the ceiling, Miss Thing. She was munching for dear life, Miss Thing. I had to call Housing to come pick my shit back up, Miss Thing.
I only know one girl that know how to munch like that.
Was going to put me out when she came home from work.
Oh, y'all all know who that girl is.
Girl. I never seen a queen much one bedroom, the next bedroom, the next bedroom, the living room, the bathroom.
Bitch will turn it out.
Honey.
I mean, I've had abortions before guys before.
If you
want to
get your toes curled and you want to feel like you having a feast, legendary Kelly Mizrahi, and I will pass your number on to my good girlfriend.
Okay. She gets the job well done.
And you got to be a schoolboy or a twister.
And there's no room for no mistakes.
Room for no errors, baby. If you ain't never had your dick sucked right, man, after she sucks your dick, your dick gonna be sucked right. How you doing? Kool-Aid, are you still there with us?
Hey, Finnick. Hey, Trouble.
Oh.
They gonna have a big story on Walk With Me Wednesday tomorrow about her.
Shit!
How did this topic come up?
Somebody hit me up. Because yesterday we was talking about one thing, and Walk For Me Wednesday took it and said we were.
Hold on. I'm not telling y'all who it is, but somebody just hit me up at my motherfucking Yahoo mistake, and they gave the very pass me on to her, pass me on to that person now. Baby, that person already tried to suck it, and you ain't left her.
Oh.
Behold, we got another caller. Naima Ebony, you're on the line. How you doing, Naima?
Hey, what's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Sylvan. What's going on, Nicole?
Hey, what's happening?
I just wanted to piggyback on... Oh, what's going on, pussy, too? I just want to piggyback on what Jasmine said, that, you know, men is just nasty, sex is sex, and this and any other. And I just want to say, for the record, I am a verse top, and I love it.
Oh, yes, darling. She said her piece of drag queens coming up here. They letting the girls know, honey. Uh-uh, y'all not reading us.
Well, somebody just hit me up, and yes, I do know who the person is, and they also like Trick Boys, too, but they don't like the ones that don't know how to keep their mouth shut, so she does not mess with them.
Oh, shit.
Like, for the ones that's on, she only likes to mess with the ones that keep their mouth shut.
Hold on. Bobby just hit me up on my yacht, on my AOL, and gave the very, she can make my toes fall off, bitch. Pass my number on to her. 347-627, you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Y'all knew I was coming. I don't understand what the big deal is. Whatever you do in your bedroom is your business. That doesn't mean that takes away from you being a woman if you're a femme queen. Whatever the case may be, however you present yourself is how you present yourself. And that's how people should respect you, period.
High trouble.
Amen to that.
What up? It's been going on for too long. And it's too much bullshit going on in our community for all that. You know, it's just unnecessary. Whatever you do is your business, and you should keep it that way, period.
Amen to that.
You ain't been calling me lately, Trouble. What's up with that?
Hey, whatever. You don't call me either.
Call me.
Hey, right. Whatever.
Right.
It's a love connection, okay, now?
Right.
That's my ex-husband, and that will always be my husband.
Seven like a rock star.
Pussy on wet and shit right now. 718-342. You on the air. Is this Father?
No, it's not. It's the BM Chican herself.
Well, bitch, your number came across yesterday, and you threw shade. I knew it was you.
I was cooking.
Auntie, what do you think that they're reading on Work For Me Wednesday? They're saying all these things. What do you think about what the drags are doing and how they're being forced to use their trade?
It is what it is. At the end of the day,
at least it is what it is. So that means that you be you as a butch queen, you be yakking the boys too, right?
I'm a butch queen.
And you can't back like that though.
Okay, I'm so up top. Okay, continue.
Is that
but it is what, it's every individual for themselves. It's what they like. Look at Kelly.
What?
She's a hard bottom.
I sure am. I love it.
Okay, so what's the big deal? I mean, it's what girls like. It's what girls like.
Let me tell you something. My husband fucked the shit out of me the other motherfucking night with his motherfucking 10-inch motherfucking dildo. He fucked me down, bitch. I loved every fucking minute of it, bitch.
Okay.
You take 10 inches in your hole?
A whole 10 inches of the dildo was in my hole. I felt the metal ring from the motherfucking strap in my motherfucking
hole. Hold up. So, Nicole, you mean to tell me that Webby has never took 10 inches?
I am not, to be quite honest, I've never been a real, real dick girl. I've never been a real sexually, like, go at it, jump on dick. No, I'm a muncher, jerker, play with my nipples and jerker. I'm a very safe girl. I don't play like that. It's not really that intense. I had a relationship that consists of that. But as far as on the regular basics,
I don't believe that nobody on the regular.
I had two relationships that consist of that.
Right. So that's a relationship. But, I mean, you just having all kind of wild dicks and they just
fucking
down.
I don't even play with my hole like that.
The young girls do. The butch queens like to get fucked, and the femme queens don't have. Is that my space?
Hey, Miss Sister Cabbage.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Pussy. Hi, Calvin. Hey. Hi, Miss Kelly.
Hi, Cream of Nature is with us, too.
Who's Cream of Nature? Hi, Cream of Nature. I don't know who you are. I might know who you are, but...
From the chat room.
Oh, I really don't. Hi, baby. Well, let me ask you a question, Selvin. How do you feel about this whole situation? Ooh.
Well, sister, you already know what I'm on there.
Lesbians again?
Ain't no Kiki. What the fuck is a Kiki? That's the question.
Mr. Cole, why are you gay that like that?
Cause you Kiki, no Kiki, mother. Answer.
But wait, but Kevin's got to break down the lesbians because, honey, because they were like my own kind.
Kool-Aid, if she's in the mode, she likes the trans men, honey.
That's not a mood. She was into them before too.
Yeah, she's into the Troubles, Marquis, the Buddhas,
Miss Kool-Aid.
I like my butches too that look like boys, not taking hormones or anything. I'm just not a lipstick lesbian. I'm not one of those.
Sorry. I don't blame you. You like what you like. What you like?
I love it. This is different from me liking.
Hold on. I'm telling everybody, ditch the dick and make the switch.
I mean, I never. Yeah, it seems to be. It's the new swing, honey. Look back in the days. How many femme queens was going with cunts.
Baby, honey, oh, girl.
Look, just imagine that. I'm talking about lipstick lesbian going with drags.
Oh.
What about drags and drags going together?
Cathedra.
I don't think it's the new thing. I just think that it's finally clear and open now.
Oh, hold on.
Everybody is straight.
They gave the very Kool-Aid paint all of those trans men that I mentioned. A new one that's on the top of her list is Will I Am Balenciaga.
Oh.
Wait. What?
The new one that's on the top of your list is Will I Am Balenciaga. Lesbian function, Kool-Aid, honey.
I remember when I first came out, in that beginning time frame within those first couple of years, I noticed that some of the femme queens back then, you know, with the big names and stuff, they were dating these young butch queens.
They were back then, Jasmine, they were called bags.
And what happened was when, you know, I noticed that, I didn't understand. I was like, what the child, that's a gay boy. Why is she messing with a gay boy like that? Well, anything, I started learning, you know, the scene and stuff like that. And then when I took my break and I left and did what I had to do, when I came back, those butch queens that I remember that used to date these legendary femme queens
are now femme queens.
Femme queens themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hit me up, and I'm going to answer that. Trouble was my first butch boyfriend. Well, my first husband. So now y'all know. That was my first husband. And
oh,
still a man to this day.
Was somebody else was proclaiming?
Somebody asked me and I answered it.
Right, you said right, and you answered it clarifiably, was your first husband.
I didn't consider as my boyfriend, I considered him as my husband.
Right. Your first husband.
Yeah. He was a man 24/7, 7 days a week. So yes, I can consider that as my husband if he was.
Okay.
Carrie Hill said. Hold on, y'all. Carrie Hill said, I'm his PR rep. If you want to know anything, you have to come through me. I'm his representative. You have to come through me. You're not going to get anything, honey, okay? You got to come through mother. I'm his PR, okay? How you doing? Go ahead, y'all.
Wait, Mr. Man said he don't understand why film queens behave like a man.
Because sometimes people mistake femme queens. They take the name femme queen and they use it lightly. Not all femme queens are femme queens. Some femme queens are just...
I don't understand why butch queens act like cunts.
Because we're the first, we're the first, honey.
Honey.
We're the raw drawing. Butch queens are the raw drawing.
Shit.
You remember back in the days when you were one of those?
Yes.
Raw drawing, like I said. You see? Some girls just think that at Halloween, you ever see how right after Halloween we get a bunch of drags all of a sudden? You never see that? Right after the Halloween parade, it seemed like 10 girls are stuck in drags. Think about it. I've watched it go on for many years.
Really, do these bush queens really think that the trannies that walk Fem Queen Face or walk Sex Siren or Body, do they really think that them trannies don't use their trade at all? I don't give a fuck. I think every tranny use their trade. Either when they making their money escorting or
I have to disagree with you with that. Not every tranny.
Come on.
Because I know a prime example, and I'm not gonna put her name out there, but one of my daughters, Miss Day, she does not use her trade at motherfucking all. If you even talk about her motherfucking trade, bitch, she will pitch you the fuck out.
I have a girlfriend that's a butch queen that's the same way. And walk around look hard as a bed of nails. You swear she the last nigga on him. She don't use her trade at all whatsoever. She don't give a fuck. She don't believe in it.
Honey,
you got the dumb boys walking real new. They don't want to use their trade either. They want to be bottom. Shit.
Well, the thug realness boys have been getting fucked for years, pussy. You know this.
Give a name.
I'm not giving nobody fucking name. You won't have to go
names.
For example,
I'm the girl attacking me, Miss Tango.
I don't know. She did a few of them.
I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing, honey. You want to have the children after me, Miss Tango. Whoever I did it with, Miss Tango, maybe when I'm single again, I might want to get it again, so I'm not telling y'all nothing.
Ask Miss Nicole.
Don't ask Miss Nicole what goddamn thing. Nicole has been silent.
Kool-Aid, I just text you one of your kids' phone number from L.A. They wanted your number, but I got their number, and I just texted to your phone.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mr. Man, if that make you happy, I never fucked a butch queen before. And I fucked trade before. I ain't going to lie. I done that. I never fucked a butch queen before, and I don't think I would fuck a butch queen.
I'm going to sit here and lie, mistake. I have fucked butch queens. I have fucked trade, and they have all sucked my pussy.
And I dealt with two butch queens my entire life, and they taught me, of course.
Mistake. I'm not going to sit here and lie, mistake. I don't even see wigs or butch queens and enslaved them.
I never
slayed
a butch queen.
It's
trade, yes.
BLT.
Clients, yes.
Oh, what? Welcome Naima Ebony to the chat room. She has now made her username, and she is now a part of the chat room. Welcome to the chat room, Naima. How you doing?
That's why I don't get on anymore.
Why?
Come on, daughter, she's going to ruin my life getting on there. Mother, what are you doing up there? So I don't get on those things no more. It's not even going to do it. And she's the only femme queen daughter I got. All of us, my kids are butch queens. She's the only femme queen daughter I got.
Yes, the butch queens are the blueprint. They are definitely the blueprint.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
No, Kelly, you don't shut me up.
Why?
I have to answer this question, too. Yes, I'm still looking for the new, like, in my life. Oh, yes.
You said what?
Somebody hit me up and asked me, do I go with a dyke? And I said, no. And he asked me, did I go with a trans man? And I said, no. And I said, I'm still looking for the right one.
Oh. Well, you never know, honey. He might be sitting right in your face.
There's no one here. You have to be there's a trans man here, though.
No, baby, I'm telling you, if you're going to go out and get you one, Miss Thing, go get you a Honda Accord, Miss Thing. Get you a Bentley, Miss Thing. My Honda Accord broke down, and I got me a Bentley, and it was the best thing I could do.
How you go with Addie? Bitch.
Hey, Kelly, yeah, look in the chat room.
What?
This is what they're reading in the chat room. If I can.
Oh, no.
They need to call in.
Yeah, why don't y'all call in?
What did they say?
Oh.
Well, it's not going to change. It's going on many, many years, and trannies is not going to change. We're still going to use it for our clients and whatever, so take it as it is. I'm not changing. I'm 38 years old, and I'm not changing.
Who TV is that?
Mine.
You watch it?
Wild Russia.
Oh.
Oh, my God, 2050. That's a long time.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask all of y'all a question. I want each one of y'all to answer this individually. How do you feel when you live, when you have people come over to your house and say, and you feel that you have to walk around with your wallet or your pocketbook in your own fucking house?
Oh, no, then they got whoever's in my house got to go.
They wouldn't be there.
Mm-mm, they won't be not in my house. Mm-hmm. Not where I live and lay my head. I got to carry my wallet in my pocket with me. So everybody got to go now.
It was a question that was on my mind.
What?
No, it don't, Alana.
Where's the chat room? Put the chat room in.
Alana asked me something.
Oh, hold on. Somebody said they have a question. Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. Honey, shut your mouth, honey. Shut your mouth. My godson is a mess, honey. My godson is a mess. Somebody said they have a question for the panel. So I'm waiting for them to send a question over to me, honey. They have a question for the panel. Cream, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am. I'm talking to the girls in the chat room.
Cream is our resident chat room spokesperson. So if you guys got questions, send them right over to Cream.
Hey, y'all don't have to worry about Cream telling us y'all name, Miss Tinkers. I know y'all scared to send me shit, honey. Send it over to Cream, and you know it's definitely going to be confidential, honey, because we don't know who Cream is. But Cream is a part of our cast, even though we don't know who she is. But she says she's going to tap me the next time she sees me.
Since nobody's calling in, if you guys got questions for Cabbage, Selvin, Pussy Nicole, Kelly, myself, or even Cream, send them right over.
What y'all want to know? I tell y'all whatever y'all want to know, honey. What y'all want to know? I'll tell it all, bitch. Ask me questions. Send them over to Cream. What y'all want to know? Bitch, honey, yes, honey. I have been doing this for 15 years, bitch. It took me 3 years to get up and drag, mistake. It took me another motherfucking 5 years to transition, mistake. I love looking like a woman, mistake. Love my motherfucking dykes, mistake. Butch queens do not know how to treat me the right way, mistake, honey. They just want to come and lay up, and they want to beat the ass up, mistake, munch the chain up, mistake. Don't want to motherfucking pay a bill, bitch. Bills is $1,800 a month, mistake. I love my dykes. They treat me like cod, mistake, like codisha. Bitch, yes, honey. Well, not the hard dog cord, mistake, but the bit leaf. The Bentley is everything, bitch. My motherfucking Bentley is everything, honey. How you doing?
Where's the questions?
Yes, where's the questions,
oh,
honey?
Oh, Kelly, wait a minute. So when you were the trans man, so you're the bottom? I never knew that.
Excuse me?
I never knew you was the bottom when you were the trans man. I thought you was the top.
All trans men, she's the bottom.
Let me tell you something, though. Let me answer a question to you, right? Let me tell you this, right? I do what I do, and whatever I do is what makes me happy and what makes me comfortable. And I have been with dykes for over the last 8 years, and a majority of the dykes that I've been with, I have done them. Besides my husband that I'm with now, only one other dyke that I ever talked to, and we wasn't even a relationship, ever penetrated me. Husband was the only one. The one I'm with now is the only one that has penetrated me in over 8 years with a dildo.
Oh, so you was a top with all your trans men, Kelly?
All of them.
Ooh. Wow. Oh my goodness.
Is Cabbage still on?
Wow. So
Cabbage.
So that's what you like more, Kelly? You like dealing with trans men more than with guys?
Yes, I like dealing with the trans men more than I like dealing with the guys. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. For all y'all listeners, yes. I love me a piece of dick.
No, let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you something.
I'm strictly a bottom, but I do top. Like I said, I top once in the blue moon. So make sure when you write about me on Walk Me Wednesday, please, I'm really a bottom. I love dick.
Ten or better. Please.
Please. 10 or better.
Let me tell you something, right? I forgot what you fucking asked me because you were sitting there fucking talking. I forgot what you said, and I was going to say something. What the fuck you said, bitch? And I was going to say something. But no, you know, yeah, I like the dykes better than the butch queens because when I met my husband and I was now, I was talking to this boy at the same time, and every fucking time this fucking boy came over, he wanted fucking money. Motherfucking pay the pit minutes on his motherfucking phone. Every time you come over, you want money for minutes for your phone. Because look at my mom, I'm only going to use the minutes to call you. Bitch, listen, I don't have time to deal with that shit. I'm not, this is 2010, okay? Now, let me tell you, I'm not going to sit here and lie, bitch. Back in the days, bitch, okay? If you wasn't up to par and you stepped out with me, bitch, I had to clean you up. It's motherfucking 2010, bitch. I ain't got time to be cleaning nobody up. If you don't come clean already, bitch, I'm not fucking with you. You got to have your own. You got to come to the table with something, bitch. If you ain't coming with the table with something, then what the fuck? A lot of these butch queens and a lot of these trades come to the table and they don't have shit and they looking for a bitch to take care of. It's 2010. I ain't taking care of nobody in 2010. Maybe in 98, 99, 2000, we were taking care of motherfuckers. It's 2010. If you can't hold your own, bitch, then you shouldn't be in a motherfucking relationship, bitch. Stick and move. The fuck? I'm just being real.
Kelly, somebody just sent over a question for you.
Yes.
They want to know, they said, I have to know, so is Kelly fucking them in the ass or the pussy and are... So do they have... Oh, I don't even understand that.
Get your question together.
Oh, and they said, oh, and are the trans men you mess with, are they in touch with their pussies at all?
Oh, they in touch with their pussy, and I'm in touch with it, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Into it, bitch. Girl, I'm real. Let me tell you something. We can sit here. Y'all can ask me all the questions y'all want, and maybe some of the questions I answer, you know, maybe I answer some of the questions, and maybe I won't answer some of the questions. But you can ask me questions. If any of y'all know anything about any of my old lovers, y'all can call me and y'all can ask questions and mistake, because I'll talk about anything about my old lover. If you call me and ask me questions about my new lover, I'm not going to talk about it. Because what I do in my bedroom with my lover at that time is me and my lover's business. The only thing y'all would know about my new lover is the other night he fucked me nasty.
They said Kelly is straight.
Okay, somebody should know my, another question.
My cousin used to tell my grandmother that years ago, and my grandmother used to read my cousin, because my cousin would tell my grandmother that I was straight. But, bitch, I'm Kelly. I don't title myself as anything. I'm not transsexual. I'm not bisexual. I'm not homosexual. I'm not trisexual. I'm Kelly. Go ahead with the next question.
They said, so, why not just be straight? They said, is it truly because you feel like a woman, or are you more comfortable the way you are?
I'm comfortable as a woman. I'm very comfortable as looking like a woman and dressing like a woman. I was a tacky and a horrible motherfucking butch queen. I didn't care about my appearance. Bitch, I would get up in the morning and I would go to school, or I would come out to the class mistake, clothes was wrinkled, and bitch, I would just go. As a woman, I'm more in tune with myself. I care about my hygiene. I care about my appearance. My hair and my nails and my eyebrows and everything must be done every 2 weeks.
Okay, I have another one. This one went in a slightly different direction. They say, if fem queens have a dick and fem queens use their dick and fem queens want dick, why do girls read when fem queens date other fem queens?
Oh. I just think that's nasty. That's pushing the limit. There's no shade. That's pushing the limit. Now, that's crazy.
That's some new shit, really. I never knew. Back in the day, trannies wasn't dating other trannies. That's some new shit.
That's crazy. Any other questions?
That's not true. Name two tranny guys. Ooh, Pagan dated who?
Pagan and Deja.
Was Deja a tranny back then?
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. All right.
Kelly, they want to know, they said, do you penetrate your lover?
What lover?
That you with now.
I plead the fifth.
Where's Selvage? Who's still on the line?
I told you, I asked to answer no questions about my current lover. Now you ask me something about my old lovers, I'll answer. I don't talk what goes on in my bedroom. What happens in my bedroom stays in my bedroom. So now what do y'all want to know? Anything else y'all need to know? Honey. Bitch. Any other questions y'all want to know, honey?
Somebody said they want to know, what's the tea with the Prodigies being forbidden to attend the Dorian Corey Awards Ball?
Oh, I didn't hear that too.
I did.
Oh, shit. Who said that?
I did.
Oh. Oh. I don't know. Ooh, bitch, the product. Well, we have to wait and see, honey. We have to wait and see until this weekend, honey. You know what I don't understand? Why do girls boycott other girls' balls? What the fuck? I don't understand that. Why would you want to boycott somebody's ball, and you're going to come around and you're going to eventually have a ball or do something and going to want the girls to come back to come to your ball, this thing? Like, what the fuck? Like, who does stupid shit like that, bitch? That's stupid, okay? And I don't understand why bitches have a house ball, this thing, and 6 months before their house ball, this thing, they want to go on fucking blackout and don't want to come to nobody fucking ball. Like, what the fuck? Bitches are really fucking stupid. It's ridiculous. What do y'all think about that? Hello?
I don't think anybody cares.
bitch. I want a bitch to boycott something I'm motherfucking doing, bitch. Or don't come to my motherfucking shit, bitch. They got motherfucking gag, bitch.
Is Kool-Aid still on the line?
Oh, shit, hold on. They gave the very... Somebody just texted me. I don't know who this is. And I don't know how they got my phone number. Because I got their number stored in my phone. But they gave the very... It's shade between man and Ivernian. All the sponsors started to pull out of the ball. Bitch, I don't know, bitch. But it's a fool. I don't understand why bitches boycott people more, bitch. It's a fucking fool, bitch thing. Let a bitch boycott my motherfucking more, bitch. They got a gag, bitch. Honey. Bitch, I forbid all my motherfucking children to go to any motherfucking bitch thing. They shouted Greg on the motherfucking mic, mistake. I will pull a wild card out on my sister, mistake. You gotta pull that old wild card out. Bitch.
I love it when the girls try and do a boycott and it backfires.
It always winds up backfiring. These girls boycotting people ball and saying they're not gonna go to this person ball and they're not gonna go to that person ball. Bitch, you bitches gotta come around and eventually you're gonna have a ball of your own. You're going to have a house ball. You don't go to these people ball, they're gonna make their house boycott your ball. And if they sister's house with another house, that sister house is gonna boycott motherfucking too, bitch. Like, what the fuck? Let a bitch boycott my motherfucking ball. You a boycott my motherfucking ball, bitch, and don't come to my ball, and I hear about you boycotting my ball, or you ain't coming to my motherfucking ball, bitch. I'm going to motherfucking make sure my house don't come to your motherfucking ball, bitch, and I'm going to pay Jack his full motherfucking 50, mistake, so he don't be at that ball on the motherfucking mic, bitch. What the Jack and motherfucking Kool-Aid, mistake. Bitch, what the fuck? That's how I'm getting down, bitch. How the fuck y'all doing? Nicola, y'all still with us? Why ain't nobody talking? Y'all all got all bellow and shit?
Because you are going off. I'm rolling my kids.
I just hate the fact the girls boycotting people balls. That is so ridiculous, mistake. Like, bitch, let's just go out and have fun, mistake. And if for you to sit here and actually tell your kids they can't go to somebody else's ball, mistake, and if they go to the ball, you're going to put them out the fucking house. That is fucking stupid. Just because you're having a problem with that person in that house, this is an extracurricular activity. Let these kids go out and have fucking fun, bitch. Like, what the fuck? Bitch, take your personal issues and deal with it on your fucking own, bitch. Like, it's foolish. It's foolish. A fucking fool, mistake. It's ridiculous, mistake. It's a mess. I be gagging at these girls. And it's these old bitter queens that sit up here and motherfucking read and start all types of scandals and motherfucking teas and reading bitches and doing all types of motherfucking shit, bitch. And then they the first one talking about, oh, we ain't going to this person board because we want a boycott. And your old miserable ass stop reading bitches and spilling bitches motherfucking tea and all types of stupid motherfucking shit, bitch, and fill the fuck out of everybody else's motherfucking business and everybody else's motherfucking plate and get your own shit together. There won't be no motherfucking issue.
Oh, you go off, girl. You
That's the problem. I don't hear the vent tonight. I don't hear the vent. My bitches got any other questions? I'm ready to motherfucking vent. But I'm tired of these old miserable bitches, honey. These bitches need to lay down and drop motherfucking and roll over and hit the motherfucking grave, bitch. And let these motherfucking young kids do what the fuck they gotta do. None of these motherfucking young kids is out here and they just wanna have motherfucking fun. You got these old, miserable ass, lame ass motherfucking queens, bitch. They got shit else better to do with your. Y'all bitches need to lay down and motherfucking cook, bitch. That's what the fuck y'all need to do. Lay down and fucking
cook. Pussy, are you still there?
Yeah.
They have a question for you. They wanted to know, have you ever dated any of your clients?
Dated meaning how?
Like dating meaning like maybe my husband?
Yeah.
Hell no. I don't play that. It's strictly business. I don't date clients. When I'm doing this, it's strictly business. I'm the hoe, and you the trick. And that's it. Once you give me my money, we do us, I'm throwing you the fuck out.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I just got an IM that just forced my motherfucking IM mistake. And somebody hit me up, and they said, I'm a femme queen, and I have a piece of trade going down on me right now. I need that piece of trade on the phone, mistake. I need him on the phone, because I want to know what do he like about going down.
He's not going to speak, Kelly.
What?
He's not going to speak.
They say, put him on the phone. Tell him to drop the car.
He's not going to speak.
They say, tell him to drop the car. That's why this pussy got quiet, because her toes are... Anybody want to know why everybody got quiet? Edwin's always quiet. Nicole's rolling up her kill right now. Edwin's taking questions and chatting with the girls in the chat room, Miss Day. Plus, she's getting her motherfucking tone curved. She's getting up right now.
Oh, shit. That's going on Walk For Me Wednesdays tomorrow.
Okay, so I have to drop the pussy, Miss Day, because I want to know.
No, he can't. He got a wife.
Well, maybe his wife don't know nothing about this. I want to know. I want to know what do he like about it.
I want to hear from a guy.
I want to know what he likes about it.
Well, he's not going to talk, period. He's on the low.
Well, baby, yeah, he is on the low.
And now I'm messing with you.
Definitely on the low.
This is on a high message. The wife is about to know soon. You know she ain't pressed to tell her.
Somebody said if they hear slurping noises, they said they're calling the FCC.
They're calling what?
Tell them, go ahead, pussy. Let them hear him slurp.
Mind you, he's laughing. He's laughing, but he ain't gonna do it. Baby, they wanna know why do you like sucking on tranny's cock?
Ask him, pussy, put me on speakerphone. Let me interview him. Ask him, is it that turned him on? Because people have a problem, and we need his.
Bitch, hold on. Bitch, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I have to give a big shout out to Overall Mother, Empress motherfucking Lawman. That bitch is thinking, excuse me, that lady thinking her motherfucking
Listen. He said he really don't want to get on, but he said the reason why he likes trannies and he's like going down on trannies because he's a freak, like I said. He said he's a freak, and he said females don't got what we got. So that's what he gave.
So he back down on you now, right?
I'm supposed to be you turned that. Oh, pussy, they want to know, they say, is he a client or is he just a friend?
Huh?
They say, is he a client or is he just a friend?
That boy's got high.
Oh, no, he live on my block.
He's a friend. He's just a piece of trade.
He's just a piece of trade.
darling. Y'all see, y'all hear it. The piece of trade just said it.
And he's 6'3". He weighed 170. He got 11 inches of dick. He's black and Puerto Rican.
Oh.
That was the next question they sent over. Mm-hmm. Yes, he got 11 inches. I only fuck with guys that got big dicks. And the reason why he ain't getting on top of me yet, because I'm a screamer, and I have to wait till I get off the line to do the rest.
I just want to give a big shout out to Temperance, Law, Law, Blah, Blah, Law, bitch. So down the fucking in that church, bitch. It's Nadia, you was saying. It's Nadia, you was sitting, Miss Fang. Whoever that other queen is that's on that show with them, that they, I don't know who she was, Miss. You motherfucking bitches was motherfucking sitting and Miss Temperance, bitch. You need to take that motherfucking voice and go on with that motherfucking ball, with that voice saying, drop the balls and get motherfucking contract, bitch, because that motherfucking voice, motherfucking on, bitch, motherfucking live. How you doing? Did y'all see the video of Miss Tipper singing?
Now, where is it?
Oh, it was in the chat room. Hold on. I'm about to put the link in the chat room again. Miss Thing, somebody just sent me the link. Temperance is singing down, Miss Thing. Hold on. I'm about to put the link in right now, Miss Thing. Put the link in the chat room. Miss Thing, Miss Temperance is singing so fucking down, Miss Thing. Girl, I had to put y'all on mute for a minute and watch the whole video, Miss Thing. That lady praised the Lord, Miss Thing. Praise. Bitch, honey, how you doing? So. Nobody else ain't got nothing to say? Nobody got nothing to talk about?
Oh, they got
the girls are sitting here.
Nicole, is she there?
I don't know where they at, Miss Thing, but Miss Ebony,
what?
We about to get up out of here.
Oh, you about to hit it?
Yeah, we about to hit it, Miss Thing. We about to hit it, Miss Thing. The girls ain't talking, Miss Thing. The conversation with them. We about to hit it. Cream, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody. I love you all.
Carl, say good night to the girls.
Bye.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall of the House of Mizrahi, Miss Thing. I love all you motherfucking bitches for definitely being here, all you guys and all you girls. I don't want to call everybody bitches. I love all you guys and girls for definitely being here with us for another installment of the motherfucking show, honey. We will be back here tomorrow night for another motherfucking installment of the show. Whatever you do, whatever club you go to, or whatever bathroom, you definitely pick somebody up in, Miss Day. Make sure you definitely do practice motherfucking safe sex, and you definitely wrap it up. It is 2010. It only takes a second to roll over and get that condom and pick that condom on the dick. The life you save will be your own. I love you all for loving me. And good night.
Pharaoh, stop. Pharaoh.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Don't want no money. Shit's ugly. Just want your set. Take a bite of my bad girl meat. Take a bite of me. Show me your teeth. Let me see your mane.